Chapter 1. Cedric's Dream. Cedric looked at his grandfather. "It was a bright, sunny day in my dream," he said. "I was near the lake, and suddenly I heard voices. I saw a man and woman walking in my direction. The man was tall, and he had long, dark hair. He looked like you, grandfather. The woman was very beautiful. She had long blonde hair and blue eyes. Her face was pale like snow, and she had a nice smile. They came and sat with me, and the man put his hand on my arm. 'Hello, Cedric,' he said. 'It's very good to see you. We've got a mission for you.' 'What kind of mission?' I asked. 'You must be brave and strong,' said the lady. 'You must go to the Castle of Darkness. The sun never shines there, and the people inside the castle never smile. But you will find the key to our happiness in this castle. You must bring it to Stonehenge before the summer solstice, the longest day of the year.' The lady held my hand for a moment, and she smiled. It was a very sad smile. Then they disappeared, and it became dark. I was frightened, and I shouted. Then you woke me, grandfather." Cedric took his grandfather's hand and looked into his eyes. The druid had a strange expression on his face. "What's wrong, grandfather?" asked Cedric. He was worried. "Your face is as white as your hair."
"There's something I must tell you, Cedric," said the druid in a serious voice. "You're 18 years old now, and you must know the truth."
"What truth?" asked Cedric. He was starting to feel a little frightened.
"The two people in your dream were your parents," said the druid quietly.
"My parents?" repeated Cedric in a surprised voice. "I don't remember them. I was only a baby when they died."
"Yes, they were your parents," said the druid sadly. "Now I'll tell you their story. You know that there's a curse on our family and our tribe, and that's why we live in the time of darkness. There's only one way to stop this curse. We must unite two halves of a special bracelet. The bracelet is a symbol of peace and happiness for our tribe. There'll be no peace or happiness until we unite the two halves."
"My mother spoke about the key to our happiness," said Cedric. "Is the bracelet the key?"
"Yes," said the druid quietly. "And Cedric, you must find one half of the bracelet."
"Me?" Cedric asked. He was perplexed. "Why do I have to find it?"
"Long ago, the bracelet belonged to our tribe," explained Cedric's grandfather. "While we had it, our tribe had peace and prosperity. But one day, Zanzida, the dark wizard from the north, stole it. He knew the power of the bracelet, and he wanted it. Zanzida took it to his home, the Castle of Darkness, in the north. After we lost the bracelet, the time of darkness began for the tribe. We had wars, our plants didn't grow, and we didn't have sufficient food. We were poor and hungry, and we hated the darkness. But the only way to stop the darkness was to find the bracelet. Our leader, the wise old druid, chose your father to do this important mission. So your father travelled north to the Castle of Darkness to get the bracelet. His mission was dangerous, but he found it."
"So where is the bracelet now?" asked Cedric. "Why isn't it here?"
"In the castle, your father fell in love with your mother, the daughter of the dark wizard. She helped him to find the bracelet, and then they escaped together. The dark wizard was furious. He was against the wedding of his daughter to the son of a poor druid like me. The dark wizard followed your mother and father, and when he found them, he took the bracelet and broke it into two pieces. This is the end of your happiness, and the happiness of all the people you love, he said to your father. Then he threw one half of the bracelet at your mother and father and left. He took the other half with him. At this point, the old druid stopped speaking and he looked at the ground.
What happened next, Grandfather? Asked Cedric, fascinated.
Your parents continued their journey with the broken bracelet, but I can't tell you more than that now, said the druid sadly. You have to travel north, and you will know the truth later.
Be patient, Cedric. You must leave tonight.
My lion, Orion, will accompany you on the first part of your journey. Stay with him, and nothing bad will happen to you.